45, or you could express that as something about 5 o'clock.
Quarter.
Five.
Quarter.
Quarter to five.
Five. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? It's made out of sort of an A-shaped?
Mama.
A what? A what?
Thing, it folks that thing on the saw, blank, saw horse.
Saw horse, saw horse.
Fine. And what about something that a person puts a piece of firewood in to saw it? Kind of a frame? It's sort of like an X, and you lay the firewood across?
There you go.
Use plywood or what?
A firewood, wood for the fireplace.
Oh, you're talking about a saw frame.
Is that what you call it, Tim, Tom?
Yeah.
A five?
Saw frame, if you, saw bench and saw frame, and for
You should put
Saw it for stove, for wood, that's like, cutting house wood.
Well, I know.
Have an X thing like that.
That's right.
Give them a line, saw frame.
Would you call it a saw frame, Ms. Tom?
But I don't know, that, she might, I remember seeing those things.
Plank.
But you don't remember?
Saw horse.
I'm a saw horse, it's what you lay plank on for carpenter cut, a saw frame made like an X, and put the log in between it, cut it with a cross, a saw horse.
If you wanna take a baby for a ride, you might put it in a thing that has a handle and a hood and four wheels on it?
Carriage.
Okay. And if you have a baby in a carriage, you might say you were gonna, what's a baby?
For ride, take it for a ride?
Yeah. Would you say you're gonna push the baby, or ride the baby, or wheel the baby, or?
Are you gonna, I used to say push him.
Alright, that's fine. What do you call it if a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around it? If he just goes from corner to corner?
Yes. He's cutting through.
Okay.
Short wrap, something.
Would you ever call that, going catcall?
Well, I, it could call cutting, but if you
Could what, catcall?
Catcall, but
Hang on.
That's what it means, though, you're just cutting out.
Same thing, you went on across the street and the city called a catwalk.
That's right. Well, have you ever heard of a word like catty-goddling, or?
Yes, I heard it. Catty-goddling, just kinda getting along in a way.
Okay.
Let's see now.
Now, this catty-goddling, what is that?
You're going to hang on across.
Is that one, Tom?
Right.
Well, now, if you have a piece of furniture that's sort of at an angle to the wall, would you ever call that catty-corner to the wall, or? I mean, if it's not flat up against the wall, but if it's in a corner, you know, and it's sort of
Angle, exactly.
Yeah, would you ever call that catty-corner to the wall?
Yes, I will think that, but you would.
Uh-huh, okay.
You don't have it, if it's against the wall, if it's not a catty-corner, it's not, doesn't touch the wall.
Okay, that's good, that's what I wanted to find out. Now, in this part right here, I'll give you a word, and then I'll give you a sentence that I want you to put that word into. Now, if we were talking about buying, say the word is buying, you might ask me, have the groceries been?
Have what?
If we're talking about the word buying.
Are you going to town, shopping today?
Yeah, let me give you the sentence, and then I'll let you fill in the word buying.
Oh, yeah.
So, if we're talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been?
Cheap?
No, ma'am, the word is buying.
Buy, oh, oh.
Have both, or been bought?
I'm buying groceries.
Okay. Let's see now, if we're talking about climbing trees, the word is climbing, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been?
Climbed.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday, a boy. Same word.